Hey everyone, this is Gleb Bakhmutov, and today I'll show a small Cypress plugin called Cypress Div. Let's install it. npm install Cypress Div, and we install it as a dev dependency, of course. And then in our support file or directly in the spec, we'll just say import Cypress Div. And I have a passing test. Let's just maybe grab the title of this document and we'll say should equal, and I don't know. Okay, Cypress to do MVC, for example. Okay, the test has finished. You can see that the title did not match Cypress to do MVC. And the Cypress div formats the error message nicely. It says expected, and then a value, and then actual. And it uses colors to kind of show, okay, from the expected, these are extra characters in green, and in red with extra characters from the actual string. So you can kind of see the matches better. It works very well if there is a partial match. For example, if we say example to do MVC is the expected value right here, then look at the error message that it shows. It literally shows that the actual value has this extra red part. This works with expect global assertion function and with should command. It does work with more complex objects. So for example, if I say 123, should say div equal, and instead of 123, I'll say 4. So there's one more expected item. Then it shows it nicely. It shows expected, and in green, notice there is one more item right here. And if we don't include Cypress div, it still works because these are just standard Cypress assertions, but the error message doesn't tell you the actual div of those two things. Let me see one other thing, because by default, chai truncates the long message. And let's see if we can demonstrate this. No, not yet. Let's say 10. Okay, right here, notice that the second expected value argument. Now it's too long for the default chai truncation limit, and we can move it, but it just says array with 15 elements. And if we use Cypress div, let's see if it shows us the div correctly or does it truncate still. And notice it actually shows full arrays and shows nicely the difference between both of them. So it doesn't truncate it into a short message. So Cypress div is a pretty interesting little plugin. I would try using it in your Cypress projects just so you can see a more useful error message if two values are not the same.